this episode. I'm chilling.
Chilling like a villain.
I'm not here to entertain today. Why are you making this for?
It's not me, it's the water bottle. Gosh, drink 5 liters a day.
Bruh. Yeah. Are you doing that influencer challenge or something?
Why does it make so noise?
Why are you lying? 5 liters. My guy can't even get through one. But like I said, I'm not here to shout. I'm here to participate.
Oh.
So wagwan.
Wagwan.
What are you talking about today, babes? Oh, this. Sorry, guys. Should we do 5-4? Are you good? Wow, it's even me that is doing nonsense. I'm really a guest.
So I do nonsense normally. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm a guest. Dude. Tell me about your episode. What are we doing today?
Today, we're talking about... We have to do like, hey guys.
I told you, I'm a guest. You lead, I follow.
Okay, so we do 1, 2...
No, that's not how we do it.
What do you mean?
You're taking a piss now.
What do you mean?
Lead this thing properly if you want to lead something proper.
We have to do, hey guys.
Be careful, because...
I'm not touching it. You're the one that's touching it.
I'm just telling you, I'm not doing any... I'm not here to work today. I'm here to... do backup singer. So go on.
Anyway, so 5.
Okay, say you're so emotional now. Okay.
For a person that wants to be backup, you know you're annoying. You're annoying. I told you I have a headache.
Okay, let me do
more.
Intro and then I'll calm down. So, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Guys, welcome to the Sister Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
Wagwan.
And I am your main host today.
Yeah, because I'm on the back cruise, guys. I'm chilling.
Yes.
I'm chilling. It's been a long day.
How's everyone doing? What's happening? How's the second lockdown treating everybody?
Okay.
I mean,
what's
second lockdown? But I've noticed something though. Everyone's outside.
Everyone's out. Look at them. They're outside already.
But I feel like when the presidents and everyone just say, do you know what? I'm telling you it's lockdown, but do what you like, however.
Of course,
do
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Like, I think that's what we're saying at work. The first lockdown, there were, like, when I was going out, there was nobody outside.
Mm.
Like, it was quiet, like you can't hear nothing.
Now it's loud.
Now the you remember the shops everything.
Yeah,
remember the shops used to queue.
No
there's no queue. Everyone's breathing on top of you through their masks. Like
you walk outside, everyone's like
there's no lockdown. Cars, deceiving themselves.
Traffic, bare traffic. Like honestly, everyone seems to keep talking about traffic.
Yeah, no, there's.
But
a
I'm
lot
not gonna
traffic.
Lie to you. Like after like Corona ends or whatever, right? It's gonna be weird. It's going to be weird. I don't know how people are going to find adjusting back into real life.
No, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be very, very hard.
Yeah.
Getting used to people again, going out. Even if like, you're in a group of people
well,
and you're
I'm
in a club.
Lie. I think I'm going to go clubbing.
No, we're going to go clubbing, but first time, everyone's going to be kind of like anxious. I'm not going to lie. They'll be in the club and they'll be like, there's too many people.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I know why I said I don't think so. Because people are already clubbing. Secretly clubbing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I've been seeing that are just like, you wouldn't even know there's a pandemic. Like, they're just living their best lives. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, each their own, to be fair. Like, well, some people will be freaked out about it. I know that because some people are freaked out. Like, some people refuse to go see their family members because they're scared. Like, people are actually panicked.
I get that with, because you don't want to be the one to give your family member
COVID. Oh my
COVID.
God, imagine.
Because they will never let me rest.
Yeah.
That's not happening. Never. God forbid. Yeah. Actually, speaking about family members and that, what are we talking about
done,
today?
Well done,
yeah,
well
see how I slid that in?
Yeah, you're learning.
Yes.
Well
so, parents.
So, yeah.
Parents.
Guys, I'm taking a
back. How much impact do parents have in your life?
How much influence as well?
Influence.
Yeah.
Impact. How much say do they have?
Some parents, they try it. Some parents try to control everything. Like, they try and control who you talk to, how you walk, how you look. Like, some parents do be taking a pee.
are we talking about Nigerian parents? Or
I mean, oh, you can't, like, what? Let's not get into that. Let's not. Don't even do that. Like, I think Nigerian, like, if we're going to talk about Nigerian parents, which we can relate to, Nigerian parents, whew,
they stay in your business.
Yo, I think it's drilled in them from time.
Yeah.
They have no personal space. There's no such thing
every
as personal
they,
space.
Honestly, like, every single thing. Like, my mom, I have not lived with my mother for years. Years.
We're looking at what? Like, almost 10 years now.
Literally.
And they still...
I'm sitting in my house that I pay for, with my clothes that I pay for, my bumper cut hair that I pay for, my own hair that grows out, my motherfucking hair. My mother will call me. I'm getting ready. Are you really sure you're gonna wear that?
You need to get over that.
No, she'll say no. She's not talking about everything. She'll say no. She'll be like, "You're gonna wear that."
Yeah.
Or you're not even the same location as I am.
And they can shake the whole system. Like you could be having such a great day, feeling so good about yourself, and like just like one thing they say, and it turns the whole system. Like you're just like, you know, I'm not going out anymore. I'm done. No, I'm just over today.
That's the thing. And then when you now get upset, my mom's very good at it. She'll do this voice, she'll be like, I'm only joking. I only want the best for you. Yeah. I mean, they always want the best. It's nice.
I mean, realistically, how much influence should your parents have on you? I think they should be able to, like, because
I think it depends.
We did a poll and we did like a thing, and most people said no to everything, like when it came to relationship, when it came to,
yeah, but they're saying
raising
no
your kids.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, they're saying no. Because we're all like, oh yeah, no. But when a push comes to shove and it's a very big situation, they're still gonna listen to their parents. Majority of people are gonna listen to their parents.
We didn't say not listen. Yeah, obviously, always listen. I believe you should listen.
I think
to your
listen,
parents, but say, it's influence and impact that we're talking about. Like, how much impact should they have? Like, basically, let's say you want to wear a red dress today, right? And that's the dress you really
like,
want
to
wear.
Like, my mom doesn't like me wearing black, for example. She thinks it's demonic.
Yeah, and that's shaped your life into you.
I don't like black.
You don't wear black. Yeah, but you never had. Had the option to decide whether you like black.
She doesn't like me wearing.
That's what I'm saying. That's influence. That's what I mean about influence. Like, your mom has influenced you into believing that black is it's a no-go area. Yeah. So when it comes to like stuff like religion and like lifestyle and stuff,
I think it depends on like how much is drilled into you when you're a child, but it's up to you once you get to a certain age to mold yourself.
Let's go through the themes, right? The first one is let me check actually. Let me read it out as we're going along so that we have a clear cut of like, you know, the views and everything that people had. So when it comes to relationship, that was the first one. Do you believe your parents should have an influence on who the race you marry, the ethnicity? Is that the same thing? Race and ethnicity.
That's the same.
No, it's not the same thing. No, race is different from ethnicity. Be smart. Think about it. No, ethnicity is different from race. What are you talking about?
Okay, so what do you mean?
Race, color.
Mm-hmm.
Ethnicity, like tribe, culture, like that kind of vibe. Your ethnic group.
Yeah, but I swear in the thing, I've just asked you about race or ethnic, it doesn't really make. I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Let's not get into that. So, like, ethnic background, that's what I mean. Like, let's not get into that. I don't even know where we're going with this. Ethnicity, he, she, they.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, should your parents have a say in your choice of life partner?
I think a small percentage, yes, because at the end of the day, your partner is going to have to be around your family.
Mm.
And if your parents are completely against that, it's just
it's
the vibes. Yeah, it's just not, nice.
Mm.
Unless you're ready to, like, really, because if they really feel strongly about it, you have to choose. You can't really be like.
But I think that's, personally, I think that's BS. Because I'll say why, and this is what most people will tell you, is because at the end of the day, your parents are not going to be in your house.
They're not going to be
your parents
house.
Are not going to be true. in your life 24/7. Think about it, right? Let's say you and your husband move to like Canada, for example, or freaking Australia.
I'm not
you
gonna
won't
lie,
see your
though,
parents anyway.
When I first started dating, I really didn't give a shit.
Yeah, you were good. I've always
really
had
didn't
like,
give a shit. I think now that I'm getting older and I'm
you're
appreciating
concerned.
culture and stuff.
And family,
that's when I'm starting to think, oh, maybe, like, I'm listening to them a little bit more.
Yeah. But how's that going for you?
Mate, it's hard. Mate, there's more restrictions than COVID.
Honestly.
Like, what? Honestly. Listening.
Like, I was the opposite. I think I'm now the opposite. I used to always be like, no, I can't date this person. I can't do that. No. I can't do that. I can't do that. Now I'm deep in it. Like, realistically, I don't live with my parents. Like, I've not lived with my parents for a long time. And it's kind of like, when you deep it, it's like, I'm going to have to spend forever with that person.
Yeah.
So, waiting concern now. Like, what's actually the big deal? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Because, like, when it comes to parents, like, there's so many restrictions. Like, it's like, if it's not tribe, it's race. If it's not race, it's like how
job.
You look.
Job.
If it's not how you look, it's job. If it's not job, it's faith. It's like, so, come. If we're going to go to the market now, I'm allergic to everything.
Basically, there's
always something. And I feel think like
they're ever going to find, like, I don't know. I think.
But it's different for them, though. It was different in their day. They walk down the street and they find the love of their life and they get married and that's it.
Well, let's be straight. No one's going to find a... You can't find... There's no perfect person.
Yeah, but they believe there's a... They believe in their head that it's perfect.
No, it's probably close enough. There's no such thing as a perfect person.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, but in their eyes, they have a crazy... I feel like parents like to live for you when it comes to relationships as well.
Yeah.
They just expect you to have this perfect person that they didn't even have. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, our parents aren't perfect. Like, they had to build stuff together to become the perfect picture that they are today. But they make it out like once you get outside, if I hear this one more time about, oh, this person, they're happily married. Look at them on their wedding day.
You don't
know their story. You don't know what they're doing in their house.
You just saw pictures. You don't know if they're decked. You just went to go eat rice.
They're getting decked every day. Like, just because they look beautiful in the pictures does not mean their life is perfect. So stop projecting that. Exactly. Oh, that's the thing. Like, when it comes to relationship, I don't think parents should have an influence. I think they should be able to guide you in the right way. Like, if my mom is telling me, oh, I want you to marry a Christian, I understand that. If I want you to marry freaking someone who's hardworking, I understand. These are what they call them, characteristics or like traits that are positive and values that a man or a woman should have. Fair enough, but don't be so specific, like, you need to marry this person and that person and this religion. It's just like, oh my god, you're literally scrolling through those dating apps. Like, I'm sorry. By the time you end up, you have nobody.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
What's that thing called? The dating site will be telling you, I'm sorry, we need to hold up. Maybe you need to go international because we cannot find anybody in your area. It's actually that deep. Anyways, that's how I feel anyway. What do you feel about this parents thing when it comes to relationship? I said I was going to be chill. I just get annoyed by it, man.
I think, like, with me now, I think I'm starting to open up a bit more to them now. Just so, like, I rather you tell me your wahala that you're going to have with it now.
Mm.
Before I'm in the relationship, sorted, in love, blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to be like, this, that. I don't have time for that. Mm. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah,
now. So tell me now, and I see whether I value what you guys are saying enough.
Yeah.
To end the relationship. If not, we move. We're still going to do it. And you're going to learn to love that person. That person treats me right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I think that's hard, though.
It is.
Like, I feel like in this... I don't know. I don't think I'm... I would like to think that I was strong enough to, like, go against parents. But when you grow up listening to your parents and abiding by their rules and, like, you know, being used to following everything, it's hard. I think
The way you're saying abiding,
do you know what I mean? But like, it's control, though. At the end of the day, it's kind of controlling. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's most Nigerian parents have that influence.
But they're human. At the end of the day, they make mistakes, so they can't really.
Yeah, but in their eyes, you have to be perfect because of society. They want you to be perfect because they want to.
But their idea of perfect is their. It depends on their environment.
Yeah,
and what,
of course.
Like,
everyone's everyone's terminology of perfect is different. Like, they think, you know, marrying the perfect man or woman is the thing. Is what will get you into heaven. That's what's going. That's their approval of society. Like, society approves that. Ah, Owambe, you know that big. I'm not gonna lie. Like, honestly, part of
me. Because they're mad. Because no, they're not mad. But they think. I swear. They look at us.
We're not sorry, gonna go. Sorry, we're not sorry. Gonna go into that. But no, some parents be moving.
They be moving a certain way, but I think with them, they just see the first. This is what they see. They see job. They see religion.
Mm.
I don't even think they see personality.
What? What is that?
I don't think they classify.
They don't care
that.
If you're happy or not.
Yeah, it's all of those. It's just basically.
They say looks, they do, but they don't.
They really don't. If those things, if you look crispy perfect and you're good on paper,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's the
if
one.
They
that
can
you should
brag
marry.
To. If they can brag to exactly, your friends about it's the criteria. Your partner, then yeah, of course, that's it. It's just bragging.
You can't even say and be like I remember I had a conversation with my parents one time and I was like, oh, whatever relationship didn't work out, I found him boring. She's like, ah, boring?
Mm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
He was lovely. Mm. Lovely.
It was perfect on
so
paper.
I should be sleeping every day.
Every day, talking. Because just so my because, parents can say, yeah. Ah, my husband is doing this, there's just no perfect partner, and that's what parents need to realize. And parents need to ease off a bit, because one thing I will say is stressful. The parents that it is, it makes it stressful for you to actually just enjoy living.
And you can lose out on a really good man.
Yep, yep, 100%. Like, honestly, like, if I was ever to lose out on a good person, I would make sure my parents feel it every day.
Oh, I remind them every day. I'd be like, do you remember?
Yeah, I'll make sure
do
they
you remember?
Feel it
I was meant to marry.
Because I'm done, like, I'm actually fed up of, like, just society and parents, like, having to, like, think they can just tell you what to do. Because at the end of the day, like, you could drop dead tomorrow. This is the thing that I always say. What's the point of living if you have to live for other people, like? And these other people are just human as well. Like, nobody's perfect. Nobody knows what's right or wrong. And this whole thing, like, I feel like parents should allow kids, like, even teenagers, like, everyone that's listening, I just feel like parents should understand that you have to make your own mistakes. Like, if you don't make your own mistakes, how would you learn?
Exactly.
Like, trying to pretend you're shielding me from my own mistake. What if it's not a mistake?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's meant to be. But anyways, another thing that I think parents need to chill out, and they shouldn't have an influence, to be fair, is your career. Your career.
Like,
it's none of your business.
It's absolutely none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Like... No, it's none of your business, honestly.
Absolutely.
As long as I'm not begging on the streets.
None of your business. Like,
as long as I'm not begging on the streets.
Times have changed.
Like, it has.
Times
like,
have changed. Like,
think about the jobs that now that my parents see that are actually, like, making money.
Yeah.
Before, they'll never say I should have done it. Yeah, it's all just I've science.
So
no, I have. It's
I've
always
so
medical doctor, engineer.
Lawyer. Even lawyer going is at the bottom of the pit for them because they think they're struggling.
Oh, my God. Do you know what you pissed me off?
Hmm.
Did your parents ever have this thing when you said that, like, anything about doing business studies or something like that
in school? You end up in McDonald's.
My
business. Do you know how much I wanted to do business?
Do you know
studies?
How many times they mock that? Do you know how many times they mock nursing?
They said every they were like, nursing.
No, I'm like, no. I was I used to get so angry.
My parents used to call nurses because obviously when you're in school, you go through the motions of what you want to do. You change your mind every
but
week.
I want to be a midwife.
You had 6 years to change your mind as much as you can as you wanted to.
Yeah, I only decided like maybe last
no
year.
I'll tell you how I decided. So basically, Moji Asha.
No,
I suffered in this life.
It is. Especially being the elders. We suffered. No, we did. We did.
We
paved
the way.
We know we are still suffering.
We paved the way.
It's hard.
We paved the way for these younger ones.
They do whatever they fucking
like. They do anything. Like, my sisters can literally be like, fuck all of you.
I'm done with college. I don't think I need to be in college.
They can literally tell my parents, fuck off. And the most they'll do is shout.
No, they just tell them. They're just expressing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
When did I have time
to express myself? My life was planned for me, like...
Oh my God, my dad used to always say this thing to me when anytime I pissed him off when I was younger. He'll go to my mother and he'd be like, if I talk to your daughter, call me a bastard.
Yeah. Me, I was... whenever I tried to push the boat, I was always the Omo Ali. I was a bastard. Every time. I was not my father's child.
Yeah, that's it. No, honestly.
You are your mother's child. My God. Like, so... I now said, I wanted to be a psychologist.
Oh.
They said I will be poor. I wanted to be a nurse. They said I will be a slave to doctors.
Yes, that's it.
I said I want to do business studies. They say I will end up in McDonald's. basically there was nothing good enough unless if I was a doctor
mm-hmm.
or a petroleum engineer, uh-huh. not any other engineer, uh-huh. a petroleum. We live in a country where there's no oil. no, dip it. I would have to move to Nigeria to be a petroleum engineer. The most place in the country that would have a petroleum engineer is Aberdeen, right? There's no oil in the UK that I would be petroleum. Like, it was just, like, so... What's the word I'm looking for?
I think it was narrow-minded. I feel like it shows lack of knowledge.
Yes, it was, like,
ignorance.
So... it was very pretentious, like...
Nah, it's sad. It was, like... It's, like, they went to school, and this is the only thing that they were told, that makes money, and that's it. You don't understand. They didn't understand social media. They didn't understand anything.
There was a time that I was, like, oh, I want to be a pharmacist. Ugh. My father said, why pharmacist? Why can you not be a doctor? I said, we'll die. Yeah. So, fast forward a few years. I'm now, like, working with pharmacists. And my dad's like, I did not know they are making this much money.
Yeah. Let's be frank. It isn't about the job
titles. No, it's not about the job titles. It's always about the money.
It's about what they can get.
Always about the money. It's always about...
What they can brag about.
What they can brag about and how much you're bringing home. Like, that's all they cared about for years. It's only now that they're kind of, like, easing off and realizing, like... Imagine me back in the day saying, oh, dad, I want to be a YouTuber.
I remember... There was a stage, right, in my life, I didn't have any aunties and uncles, anytime they would introduce me and, like, my cousins or anything, it won't be about, like, you know, our personalities.
It'll be what you're studying.
Yeah. Oh, this one is a pharmacist, this one is a doctor, this one is a... And I'm just like, God, like, what?
No, 100%. Like, if there's any young people listening, anyone who's just about to start their journey in, like...
Do what you love.
Honestly, if you...
Because if you love what you do, mate, your money will come for it.
Honestly.
You'll prosper. God will love you.
Honestly, if you are true to yourself, like, I understand parents always want the best for you. And it's okay if that's what you want. So if your parents say, I think, you should be a doctor. If you deep it and you're like, I actually enjoy saving lives.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the right reasons. And also, it will financially help me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go for it. But do not do anything that's going to make you unhappy. If you are about to go into uni next year, please, please, or if you're already in your first year, change your course. Well, like, the most they'll do is shout.
Yeah.
They cannot kill you. Like, because you're just going to be miserable. And some
of them don't even realize your certificate at the end of it. They might not even realize what you studied.
Can I say something? Excuse me.
Abby? Yeah.
Do you want to know what that... we'll suffer.
I remember this one. Guys, you need to hear this.
I cried.
Like, wow.
I cried.
No, she actually did. I feel so sorry.
I cried. I cried on my graduation.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, guys, deep in. You guys don't even understand, yeah? Because I don't talk. I've suffered in this life. And I say one day I will share my whole life stories. I will create a YouTube channel just to share my story. You know, I said I will be calm in this episode because I knew what was coming. Guys, I'm vexed. I'm already vexed.
Oh my gosh.
On my graduation day.
Shout out to my daddy.
Guys, who cried on their graduation day? Like, not for a good thing. Yours was good now. It was the recognition of the hotel.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't the one. The one before that, I think I cried. I don't know what they did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that you guys reconnected, remember?
I don't know. I feel like I've had some.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah, but no, seriously, guys. So, my graduation, me there, you know. Guys, I studied a hard course without even doing the pre-chemistry. I studied full-based chemistry course, physics, chemistry, all the sciences. On my graduation day, my father turned to me and said, what did you study? He said, pharmaceutical. I thought you are studying pharmacy. What is this rubbish? After
4 years.
Guys, deep it. 4 years have passed. My father said, what is this rubbish? On my graduation day. Till today, he apologizes, you know. Every time he speaks to me, he's like, You really tried because it's not easy. Studying a chemistry course without doing chemistry. My father actually looked at me and said he thought I was studying pharmacy. I did science because of them. Like, I had no interest in science. Like, I could have been a psychologist because I'm good at counseling. I'm good at that shit. I'm good at giving advice. But no, they say I will be poor. That I want to do art. That's what they call it. Art course.
Yeah, they hate. Oh my god, anything to do like
media, like that's studies, like media anything. Business. It's a no. It's art.
It's no. It's no. It's actually
like, all to impress your parents. Like,
no, it's ridiculous.
That's why I'm so like, I always say this. I'm so happy for my sisters. I'm so proud of them. Yeah. They just do what they want. Like.
Like, honestly.
And even if they're not, I would tell them, like, okay, you haven't, like, I'm your master's, pick what you want.
Master's, for example, now, they pushed us. They nagged us.
Wow.
So, when are you doing your master's? When are you doing your master's?
Abby, I was on, guys, I'm not even here to brag here. I was on good money. I was enjoying my life. Won't travel, won't
say goodbye. I'm actually, like.
I was enjoying my life.
Don't do your masters unless you are absolutely sure it's something you want to do.
You know, we'll do a podcast on our masters and our education, because you guys don't understand. I was chilling. You know when someone's just like living their best life, like I could have been. I know where I could have been.
Because I see experience. Experience is more important.
How many times did we drill that into them that experience is the key?
No.
They were like, no, no,
they
no.
They wanted more money. They wanted more money.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Do your masters.
Look.
No. Let's not say no, because everything happens for a reason. But I was just deep in it, right?
Like, we're getting there. But like,
no, we're good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm happy. The only thing I said to my parents was, I would do my master's, but I would do it in what I want to do it in, and that's what I did. And to be honest, I'm actually enjoying my work. I enjoy my job. Like, I'm getting to where I want to be.
Yeah.
But the way they were calling me, my father would call me every day as if I was a disappointment.
No, I did not even rush my brother and sister. When you're ready.
No, they're still rushing around.
I don't know.
It's for bragging rights, Abby. Yeah, it's all like for people who are not Nigerian, yeah, all parents do is brag. When parents are greeting each other, it's like, my daughter is a lawyer. My son is an engineer.
Got my master's,
like, it's never like
my dad, yeah, because he knew, like, me, like, education wasn't meant to go far with me. I don't like reading. Yeah. I just don't, and he knows, yeah. Right? So he was happy. So when I now did it, he called me and it's like, hey, you sure you don't want to do PhD? I started laughing.
You know what my dad said? No, yours said it after. Mine had been saying it before I finished. Till today, it's like, even, you know, you can get married and do PhD. Mm-hmm. You know, it's exhausting. Like, it's actually really exhausting. Like, I feel like my life would have been different if my parents didn't have so much of an impact in my life. Like, not saying it would have been any, like, I wouldn't even say it would have been worse, because I'm not that kind of child.
Yeah.
But I think I would have been a different type of person.
But they do have positive influences. Like, for example, in my house, right, you don't go out wearing, like, overexposing clothes, for example. And still to this day, I don't wear, like, you know what I mean? If my boobs are out, I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I mean, no, don't get us wrong now, because obviously I'm in a pissy mood. As it is. So that's why I said I wanted to be calm in this voice note.
Who's drinking here between me and you?
Like, you are, but I'm the one that's chatting shit.
That's a long ass voice note.
I was gonna say, who am I sending it to?
The world.
This is my voice note to the world. No, like, don't get us wrong, like, because parents do have
positive
impact. Like, honestly, parents are, you know, they're there to guide. Like, one of our listeners were like, the parents should only guide and support, and that's what they are here to do. But I feel like they get it twisted. Like, they feel like, you know, they have a right to
live your life for you
and live through you as well. Like, some parents, bare Nigerian parents, wanted to be doctors. I don't know how many doctors they want to put into the world, as if no other profession is important. Like, do you know what I mean? There's so many things that I feel like, yes, they should guide you, but they should not be in total control, because this is why most kids leave their homes. Like, I'm sure it is in other cultures as well, where it's like, you know, you just feel like, if there's too much pressure on you, you feel like you're suffocated, and you feel like, you know what? One day you're going to wake up and be like, sod you. Like, screw you all.
I don't know. I get, like, annoyed because I hear, like, stories about, because usually when I work with people, sometimes a lot, you know, when you work in office, there's always different age groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, you like to hear stories.
So I like to hear stories. Yeah. So I always talk to, like, let's say, older women that have, like, younger kids that are around my age or something like that.
Different race.
you have so many people that they have kids, like, for example, they came home and said that, I don't really like school. Mm. I want to do, like, hairdressing. Oh,
fuck.
They built them something in the house, yeah, whether it's the back shed or yeah, whatever, made it into, yeah, invested money into, yeah, go, okay, you want to do that, you do that.
Yeah. But do you think it's because they're more aware of, like, mental health and, like, of all these things? Because it does play on a lot of people's mental health as well. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of young children are suffering. Black community
are only starting to, the older generation only starting to accept that mental health is a thing. They're like, what's wrong with you? You're weak. That's what they'll say. They'll say something like that. It's wrong. It's so wrong.
What's wrong with you? Your mates are doing this. Your mates are doing this. You'll be coming here. You'll be doing this. It's not like that. It's not a sign
of weakness. Like, the mind's so fragile.
It's funny you said that because I was speaking to one of my colleagues the other day. She was telling me how her daughter, like, got let go in her job, and how you know, they were like, you know, thank God you're living at home, you know, don't worry about it, we you know, we've got the bills and the food sorted, so you're okay, take your time to figure out what you want. That's she's been lovely. Trying to figure it out. She didn't go to school, she left school, she, you know, they make her give her money. Sorry, they make her pay rent, or what they call it, is it lodging or something? She pays a certain amount every month. Ask me what these people are doing to it.
They're saving it
for her.
Of course.
They're saving it. So, do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's like helping. I know it's, don't get us wrong, like, I'm not saying it's the best thing.
They have, everything is just, it's different.
Yeah.
Even though they have those positives, there's also negatives.
Of course, there's negatives with it. Because now the daughter, you know, she kind of doesn't know what she wants to do in her life, and she doesn't have that structure. That's why we're saying it's okay to guide. Like, I have no problem with my parents saying you have to go to school. Fair enough. If I get to the stage where I'm like, I've tried school and it's not working for me, there should be a conversation of, okay, what else would you like to do?
I have another guy that works with me. He's like, his child doesn't like school. He's like, do you know what? I'm just going for one more year. He's nearly at 16. I'm going to say, look,
apprenticeship,
that's what he said. He's like, do you know what, you might as well, what is it that you like, going to do an apprenticeship, get this experience that you need, and work your way up, simple as. Because what's the point of you wasting time in education when you don't want it?
That's it. You're wasting your own, you get yourself rack up debt for something you don't even want to do. How many people out there, like, including white, black, Asian, Caucasian, everything out there, there's and so many wasted degrees, wasted thing. And I'm sure in the white Asian community especially, I know you guys are like, the whole family is pharmacist. The whole family is either a pharmacist or doctor.
And if they're not, like, always, any friend that I have, they're like, they're into business. I'm the dumb one.
They're the black sheep.
The family.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's so sad.
Different cultures have their own thing, but when it comes to Africans, But I have to say, I think it's mostly Nigerians.
Now what?
That we're so like, you have to be this, you have to do this, you have to do that. Because they don't like, my Congolese friends, they're chilling. They're chilling. My Angolan friends, they don't really have to. Like, they can, their parents can aspire for them to be that, but they don't drill it into them.
I don't know, because their parents can be quite strict sometimes.
Yeah, they're strict, but not in those kind of ways, though.
I think it depends. That's what I'm saying. It's really culture. Because
it's culture based, yeah.
I think with them, they're more about, like, you know, not having sex before marriage. Like, that's, they really drill that in. So it depends on what they hold really, like, tight.
Yeah, but ours is bragging rights. Nigeria, we just like to show that we're out here.
Because they say that if we have all those big jobs like that, we'll be able to provide for our parents and then buy them their Jeeps that they want and all that kind of stuff. And they
living can through them, us.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what they have kids for.
But, like, I could do anything and still be able to give you that. That's what I'm trying to explain to parents nowadays. Like, all parents. Like, because I get loads of, like, my parents' friends or my aunties and uncles say, look, Abelaji, she's doing well. I'm like, y'all need to chill, first of all. Right? Okay? Yeah? Let's not. Don't compare me to your kids, and don't compare my kid, your kids to me. No, let's not do that. Don't like that's it. The thing that also, yeah, that's all. I hate all it. Just bullshit. Sorry, it's just like, really
this
annoying.
Is doing this now. This is doing that. Oh, what's up?
No. You know the one that kills me.
What?
When your parents start realizing something is making money, they ring you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so are you sure you don't want to take a course in IT?
Are you sure you don't want to do marketing?
Are you? Do you know if you told your parents that you wanted to do marketing in school, they would have told you that you end up in McDonald's.
Everything
McDonald's. No. Everything is you will not have money. You want to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be somebody in life.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if...
Oh, I will say though, guys, there's nothing wrong in putting your hands in different pots as well.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to do. Like, let's take for example, because I have,
not too many pots.
Not too many pots. You can't always, like...
And what's the jack of all trades? And, yeah, it's a lot. Master of none or something.
It's a lot.
Nah, don't do that.
But you need to... For example, now, I have one of my ex-bosses, for example, he said to me, he's like, he has his grown-up money to pay for his
grown-up
money. Yeah, so he basically calls his office money 9 to 5 as his grown-up money to pay for the things that he loves.
Yeah.
Which is eventually we're going to leave his grown-up money once he makes enough money in another place.
Yeah.
That's basically his mentality. And oh my God, he's killing it. He's absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's done it because he's very like calm and relaxed. But he's doing quite well.
Another thing I would say is that we mentioned religion, and like I know a lot of people said no, that you shouldn't, the parents shouldn't have an influence, but I don't know how they wouldn't, because if you're born in, I guess
I get it,
but I personally, like, I'm born Christian, obviously Abby's born Muslim, we all know this jazz. I couldn't imagine myself, like... But then again, I would say it kind of ties back into the relationship thing, because my parents are like, no, you can't marry a Muslim. And I'm like... So in my head, I'm drilled that I can't marry a Muslim. So, do you know what I mean? They keep cutting out the demographics. And the kind of people that I can date.
But see, the thing about them is... It's because I feel like it's just really scary things they don't know.
It's fear of the unknown. And it's back in the day mentality.
The amount of times my dad used to say back in the day, I won't enter no church. And listen, guys, my mom's a Christian, by the way. Yeah. I don't understand it. I'm going to fight him on it all the time. But now it's kind of calmed down.
What I used to always say was how we're best friends.
Yeah, and how you can,
and our parents are like total like opposites. Like, but when it comes to us, they're
common ground, and it's lovely.
But then when
it was anyone else,
it's no, not in my house.
Yeah, it's mad.
And I'm there like, Abby's literally sitting there, and I'm sitting in her house, and then I think it also comes in the chance that the fact that me and you are kind of really calm when it comes to religion. Like, if I'm in Abby's house, I'll say, you know, inshallah. If Abby's in my house, we'll be like, all right, in Jesus' name, amen. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's calm. But I just feel like that whole thing is, it's just deeper. I think when it comes to religion, it's just like...
No, that was, oh my God, I just remembered something. Remember, we were...
The day you were at my house?
No, not that one. Not that one.
let's not expose my mother. Because I'll fight her again.
That was really awkward. I just went quiet outside.
I was texting
I didn't know.
I was texting her. I was vexed.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh,
parents can vex someone.
Sorry.
Parents, man. Y'all.
No, but let me tell you something. They'll never change a Nigerian parent. They're going to say what they'll say. No, so remember the day that we were on, was it Teams or whatever? And remember, for one of them, it was for my auntie's birthday.
Yeah.
And basically, my auntie's, she was born in a Muslim home.
Oh, and the woman.
Yeah, so she was born in a Muslim home, but she ended up being Christian, awkward. Which is fine. We all accept that. But my dad is obviously his older brother, so he was praying.
Yeah.
And obviously, he said, inshallah.
And then one auntie
was out of nowhere. She just heard inshallah. She goes... Inshallah,
she was like,
Allah,
where? She was like, where? Allah, where? What do you mean,
like, basically, God forbid, like, what kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't think my dad heard it, because if he did, I don't think that wouldn't have
been
nice. But I was just like, oh my God, like, are you, like, that narrow-minded?
Yeah, I feel like, I do pray for our parents, you know. I do pray for them to change how they think and how they are, because it's very sad. It's
sin. No, but it's sin, though, as well, because you have to be careful. They said
my sister said something the other day, and she said...
you have to teach they're
Christians
people,
but they just they judge everything,
they're not acting Christian,
yeah, like. They don't act Christ-like at all, because I know, like, obviously the Bible has its own, you know, things that it condemns, but the first thing it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Mm. And, you know, it preaches about love a lot and, like, you know, accepting people and, you know, praying for people. And yeah. if you feel like someone is doing something wrong, you pray for them and you show them kindness. Like, that's why I love when I go to families that are so multicultural and, like, everyone just accepts each other, loves on each other. Do you know how much I desire to have a family like that? Like, because it makes it easier for you to just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
I have so close friends that are like best friends that yeah. are Christians and they're really strong in their faith.
Yeah.
They have never, ever, ever treated me differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
For not being the same religion as them. Yeah. While you have the old folks.
But that's what's beautiful about our generation
is beautiful. Yeah. Like, yeah. no, like, what?
That's why I'm trying to live more in this generation, to be fair. I know that sounds a bit what, but because I'm so, like...
Just remembered something. Whoa. Oh, my God. Because we're talking about influence, right? Yeah. Okay. No, I just really remembered. Passionate about this. Okay, so remember a conversation I had with an ex of mine.
See, it's so nice when you have a friend that just always says remember and expects me to remember everything.
No, oh, yeah, go remember because you were beside me, right?
In my room.
And you're really pissed off because yeah. I was calm.
Yeah, in my room. I remember yes. this. Without you even
you know what that's right okay, I know what you're saying so yeah and we're having a conversation but this vet. Is about influence because mm. his mother is mm. very anti-Islam
yeah
right
mm.
but he was never like that
mm.
but I think getting older starting to like you know being a bit closer to like and his mother said, and stuff like that he turned around to me and yeah. he was like he just started attacking my religion
yeah
he was just like
and then he said about your dad
he was like how does your dad feel about
yeah.
The Muslims attacking my people.
Yeah.
I was like, eh?
Yeah.
I was like, sorry?
What was happening at that
sorry?
Time?
I think it was in Nigeria. What do you call it?
Boko Haram?
Yeah, I think it was the Boko Haram or something like that.
Something was happening, yeah.
Or what's the other one?
I can't remember, but I know something was
But it was something
happening,
was
yeah.
happening anyway.
And it was a global thing.
It was like, a global yeah. thing. And I was just like, I'm sorry. How... Are you bringing my vexed. Dad into this?
I was like,
one.
So my uncle is now what?
He's what? So you want to say that he's a terrorist
he's
now?
He's a terrorist
is that,
now.
Is that what
just
you're trying to say?
Based on the fact that...
Based on the fact. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Honestly,
that's narrow-minded
because
though.
Because I know like how much he's told me about like his parents
yeah,
and stuff
so
like
it's,
that.
It's
I
gotten
heard,
to him.
I literally heard that through him and I was really mm. disappointed. Mm. I think that was one of the things that was just like, I was like, you know, whatever. But he later apologized and calmed down. Mm. But... still that you don't forget those kind of things
mm.
and I think that goes down to racism as well but then you know how with I say that racism is always taught
mm, yeah
but
yeah,
however yeah. when you get to a certain age there's no longer
you
can unteach yourself yeah. and I'm sorry as a grown person you cannot put on your parents
yeah
you are grown you have yeah. your own individual mind yeah. So
you're
you
living
to, yeah, exactly.
every day.
So I'm sorry, you need to change your ways. Like.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm trying to live in this generation where it's kind of like, I just accept people for who they are. Like, I may not always agree with you and your lifestyle, but if that's what makes you happy, like there's so much going on with mental health. I believe that people have the right to choose the life that they want to live. Like, I'm not going to fault you on it. Like, if you're happy being whatever you are or whoever you are, loving whoever yeah. you are, I just accept you as you are. And I wish our parents could just see that. Instead, they just, like, they don't understand the but amount of pressure that they put on you, though.
I feel like with their influence, right, I feel like there's certain things like, what was it, nature and nurture.
Nature and nurture.
What is that my point exactly?
What are you saying?
I'm just basically saying that even though you try not to let them influence you too much, when you've been with someone for such a long time, because you can see some
you
people.
You become them, yeah.
You see some people, right, and they're walking contradictions.
Oh, yeah.
It don't make no sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
they're following things that their parents want, but they're also trying to follow what they want. And they're just like, they're confused. They don't know whether to go forward or backwards. Like,
yeah.
it's confusing.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the best thing to
another
recommend.
Thing. Screw them. I'm joking, guys. No, another thing is that I mentioned was about parents having influence on how you raise your kids.
Mm.
Now, I know this may sound hella wrong, and if my parents ever hear this, I apologize in advance. But I can't have my parents influence how I raise my child. They can help me. You know, with when it comes to like cultural,
yeah, I need
but
the cultural.
I think when it
when
comes
you say,
to
what you like, when what do you mean?
I mean, when like, let's say they start doing what they did to you, to the, your kids. Like, oh,
no, I think they become lenient. They start becoming lenient, Helen.
I don't know.
They're getting, no, because look at how they are with our younger brothers and sisters. Like, they're different. So now they,
yeah, but they can't tell me that because I allow my child to express, like, let's say my child says today, Mom, I want to be a YouTuber. I'm like, you do you. I'm going to be gone in a few years. Either way, if you want to do you, you do you. All I can do is...
But I think that comes down to, like, not always, like... Because you don't have to tell them everything. They don't need to know everything. I love the parents that protect their children's space.
Yes, that's
them
parents,
I love it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Because
I do that with my sisters.
Yeah, protect their space. You don't need to tell... You don't need to tell Tom, Dick and Harry everything your child is doing.
And that's the problem I have. I'm not going to lie, yo. Woo! Child, when it comes to, like, imagine your parents, like, oh my God,
every little news.
Do you know what I used to, when I was growing up, I used to look at my parents and I used to look at them and shake my head all the time. Do you know why? Because my parents will fully tell my L's. They will take my L's from house and take it to
outside
everybody's house.
Yeah.
But when those ones, their kids do not bad, you will not hear beep. Yeah. Everything's silent. Mm-hmm. Like, My parents will come and say, why can't you be like this person? I'll just be looking at them. Well, you want me to be like them? I can't be like them. If you want me to be like John, I'll be like John. But let me tell you, John is carrying gun. If you want me to carry gun, so I can't do it. Because, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's such a bad old mentality that they have. Like, shout out to the parents that actually, like, they guide their children. They support their children. They advise their children. They don't say, I want you to do this. They say, well, I think and suggest and feel.
Kind words like that. But know? That's not their vocabulary.
No. Mm-mm. No. Instead, it's not in my house. Mm-hmm. Ah! God damn
not
it.
Not under my roof.
Not under my roof. Why do people think I left my house? I'm only joking. No, I left because I needed my own space.
I needed my space. I needed my own mental space. Anything. You butt heads.
But I think our generation is such... I know we're problematic sometimes.
Well,
but
we can be.
I really believe that we are changing, and all we can do is really, like, when it comes to parents. But you see, the thing with me is, as much as I want to be part of this generation, I'm so used to just pleasing my parents that I'm kind of like, at the same time, they're getting old. I don't want to be like giving them high blood pressure. But at the same time, yo, sometimes I feel like I just have to, because it's like, come on now, like, you know, it's too much. Guys, my nose has been itchy for a while now. All day, it's itchy, like the tip of my nose. They say, like, you know, it's Pinocchio, and I've not lied, so I don't understand
Pinocchio. Why
my nose is itching me. But anyways, I'm getting distracted here. Was there anything else we asked?
Itching your nose.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Like, excuse me.
It's gonna fall off.
My nose is not gonna fall off. Hold on, you're jacking my nose fall off.
Amen.
But I just think that we just need to.
I think you listen, but you take. What did I say? I said you listen.
Well, they take
you
with
take
a
pinch
of salt.
You take the bad parts with a bit of pinch of salt, and the good parts you hold it in your heart, and you proceed. That's what you do.
Like, I guess it's not easy being a parent.
No, it's not, because it's not. Nobody has a book to be like. There
nobody
you go.
Nobody has a book, but
everyone's
sometimes
different.
We need to, like, revamp it. Like, obviously, there are some things that you don't want your kids doing, and there's some things that you don't want your kids
if your kids are naughty, are you gonna beat them?
Okay, I don't think so.
No, I think they need a beat.
they need a beat, just a little bit.
I don't think it didn't do me any bad. Me,
do you know what it is? I think
but there are ways to discipline your kids without having...
I mean, I will give them a little smack, but not the way I...
Not the one, no. And yours was aggressive, mate. I'm sorry.
Wow. Hang on. It's too late for them to arrest my parents, because, wow, you went in there. Oh, my God.
No, yours even. I felt yours.
Guys, my own beats were international.
Nah.
My beats were Nigerian beats. NSAS beats. That's what I got. Mm-mm. Like, I got some deep beats. Like,
my worst one was.
But do you know what I mean? Like you said, it didn't really, like, for me, it didn't change anything for me. Like, I wouldn't. My parents just assumed. Do you know what I mean? They assumed that I was a bad child. I was never a bad child. Like, and I would have never disrespected or
I don't even know how to explain it. This is what I'm saying. Like, don't vex me. Like, this conversation is going to vex me because there's a lot of things that I'm just like, they were so unnecessary. And there's some things that are still unnecessary. Like, that's why.
Nah, for example, I'm not going to lie. Anytime I got beat, I deserved it because
I didn't deserve my beat.
I did. There's never the fact that I lied or it's always because. No, it's never like I was wrongly accused.
All my beats were wrongly accused. Majority of my beats were wrongly accused. Mm. Yeah, there was only one that I could say, yeah, I was stupid.
Okay.
No, you're shaking your head. I lived through it. Don't shake your head. Like, this is my trauma. Don't you dare shake your head at me. Like, you don't understand. Like, I don't personally, like, me, I'm over it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, when it comes to beats, but I don't think I would beat my children like that. Like, I will try my best to use other methods of discipline. And then when they aggravate me. Oh, my God. Season 3 of You is coming in 2021. Wow. Sorry, guys.
I was like,
I'm just a bit confused as how it's still going.
When?
2021.
So is that another person that he's going to hurt?
Remember the neighbor that he was looking at?
Oh, do you know what? I'm over it. He's a psycho. Oh,
it's going to be interesting though. But, wow, I'm actually shocked. It's definitely... They can easily social distance with
You
because he's always lurking he's in creep. The background anyway. So he doesn't need to be beside anyone that he's loving. And America are not social distancing anyway. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You guys are not social distancing at all. Oh, congratulations.
What were we congratulating? Oh, Jojo. Biden.
Kamala. Kamala.
VP Lama.
Guys, you guys.
Mate.
You guys, the world is mad.
Oh.
Everyone's just like, literally, like, people didn't sleep. People I've were fasting, praying. I've never seen someone,
people so invested.
Nah, I don't understand.
And it took the longest time. Guys, why did it take so long? Why?
Yeah, that was the longest long. One. It was the longest. It was dragged out. Nah. When it's not Nigeria, they're stealing votes. Like,
man, it was long.
No, that however, was, that was, yeah.
I think it's like, what, they're still doing, like, they're going to do court stuff. It's going to be long, but I don't know.
Is he really taking that serious? Yeah,
Trump's mad.
Is he really?
I think so. I think so.
All you secret Trump supporters. Well done. I've seen all of you. I saw you guys. Like me, I joke comments. About it. I joke that I support Trump, but that's because he makes me laugh. But you guys were actually being serious. Like, no, some I people think were fighting I, it.
No.
But those numbers were close, though.
I can support Trump as a comedian.
Yeah.
Not a president.
He definitely needs to be.
Like, he's a clown.
On a reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to need it because he's in the high debt.
He used to be on shows, didn't he?
Yeah.
He used to pop in and out. So I'm telling you, a comedian.
Yeah. Oh, that's the lady that's. They banished her in the north.
In real life?
Yeah. Because she opened her back.
They banished her?
Yeah, I saw it on
in real life?
The internet. Yeah, she's going through...
Well, that's not
I think they said they're going to... Was it death or something?
Because they... Nah, that's
Yeah, that's a different conversation. In 2020. That's a different conversation. But anyways, guys, let's not drag this out too much. Parents, how do you feel about influence? I just feel they need to guide and not influence. No, it's not influence. What's the word?
They just
need to support, pray, and advice.
Yeah.
And try and create a path that is good for you.
You know, little mistakes are good. Don't overly, like, my dad now sometimes don't say stuff at all because he's afraid of me saying that, oh, I told you to do this, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't do that. Mm. But let them, like, you know what I mean? Let them go a little bit on their own. And then when they see that, when you see that they're struggling, you know, be like, do you need any help, babe?
Yeah.
Are you okay, darling? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not...
I mean, it's like when your parents are teaching you to ride a bike.
You have to eventually let...
But you know what I mean.
Mine didn't actually teach me. I learnt myself, and then I taught my sister and brother.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, they don't even do the basics. But
you can't work different. You need to remember, they would have been out there working a lot back then.
Let me just deep this for you, yeah. Parents are beautiful. They're lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want the best for you. They genuinely want the best for you.
And if they don't, you're
sometimes I feel like... I don't want to say this. I'm not going to say it. But basically, I just feel like when you push too much...
You push them towards that.
Yeah, side. Yeah. Push them like, away. Let's say your parents say, oh, don't cross the road. But they don't give you a valid reason.
Yeah, you need to tell me why. Because I would try and...
Not that you need to tell me why. You need to give me a valid, evidence-based reason. If there's no evidence-based reason, you're just shouting for no reason.
It's just like when kids like put their hands in, like they keep going to fire, and let like, them stop, burn stop. Themselves. And then when they burn themselves, they're not gonna go there again.
Yeah, but you telling me I should not do it for no reason. What's my reason? What's your reason? Like sometimes, no. Nah.
I suppose it's just them being overprotective.
Overprotective, guys. Sorry. What was that? Study for theory test. Wow. Who am I? Oh. Remember that? Who am I? Do you not remember that song?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Who am I?
No. Oh, friendships, lads. A lot of you said no. Parents shouldn't have French influence on friendships.
I think there was a stage in my life that my parents tried to do it, but then realized it didn't make no sense. I don't think you're going to get to a stage in your life that your parents cannot control who comes into your life, so it doesn't make sense. It's character building.
I don't think my parents even try that one.
It's, you need to know these, like, honestly, there's some people you teach your children. Oh, enough.
My parents did.
What did they?
Yeah. This girl left my house, let's say today, and they said, you are never to speak to that girl again.
And how did you approach her?
I could just speak. What do you mean, how did I approach it?
No, because, like, you there going to school, yeah, and your friend's there.
I was 13. No, this was like a close family friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And no, deep it.
And
no.
They were pretending like there's something wrong with
no,
you.
No, deep it.
They weren't saying anything.
You come to my house. Mm. Almost every time, but your parents are very calm and like they just let you do whatever. You're allowed to have a boyfriend, you're allowed to do whatever. This at the age of 15, right?
Yeah.
13, 15 kind of age. And my parents are strict. So my parents now said, you're never to speak to her again, or you're not to hang out with her again. But then
they hang out with their parents.
Yeah. How am I now supposed to do it?
Yeah, you now have to be here and be like,
do you know, I just stopped going. When they, like, I'll just not be there. What was that? Like, what was that? Because they think they'll influence me. Till today, I've not met someone to yet influence me in a negative way.
No.
If anything is positive.
Yeah, no.
Like, if you're winning, I want to know how you're winning so I can win.
I have some crazy-ass friends and they can't influence me to do shit.
Nah. Unless...
Not even, never, ever.
I say this all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you, if your child wants to be bad, your child will be bad. You can remove every bad person from their life, but they will find a way to be bad. So, like, I don't think parents should have influence on anything that you do, guys. I think they should just guide, pray, and support you and hope for the best. Because no child, no one has a book of life. Like, no one has the answers to every question.
And not every good child that they think that is good. 100%. Maybe they're the most deceitful ones.
Even me, don't use me as an example.
Yeah, no, don't
use me, because that's today, when I start flipping.
You know what I mean? Because you're human.
I'm human, yeah.
She stops 365.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Enemies are everywhere.
Oh, God.
Enemies. No, I'm not a bad person, no. But I wouldn't want anyone to use me as an example of a good person. No, me either. Because, I don't know, I like a bit of gossip once in a while, you know. I engage in, you know, the occasional Twitter. cancellation. No, I don't cancel anyone. But you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not perfect, so don't compare people to people, especially if you think they're good just by based on the picture and their graduation certificate. Like, that don't mean jack. There's a lot of doctors that smoke weed 24/7.
Oh my god, like plenty. I know loads of them.
Honestly, don't. This is what I mean. Like when, like, oh my god.
And another thing, right? You know, the so funny thing. Majority of the doctors I know, they don't like reading. I don't even know how the hell they're doctors. Yeah. They don't like reading.
Yeah. They don't
practice for something.
They drink,
like,
they smoke.
Days before.
They've got tattoos.
They actually know.
My parents still
believe. Shout out to our doctor's friends.
My parents still believe if you have a tattoo or a piercing, you can't get
a job. Yeah, you won't be successful in life.
You won't be successful in life. Guys, I'm so tired.
Stop it, because that's still pissing me off about my nose piercing. No.
I'm so tired, my nose is itchy. No. I don't know what this means. Yeah. Guys, anyone out there, what does
her itchy nose mean? She's like, she's proper itchy with two hands and everything, like the top of her nose. Like, I don't get it.
It's so bad, like, oh my god, I need to, like, I don't know, maybe
you even make me feel like I need to start itching.
No, it's really bad, like it's so tingly. But anyways, I'm done with this conversation. I don't really care anymore.
Peace to you. Bye.
I'm leaving. You can end this. You can end this. I'm okay, done. Guys. I've even spoken too much in this podcast.
It's a wrap, guys. Helen's done. She's done out here.
Yeah, I'm done. Shout out to all the new parents out there. May God guide you and show you how Amen. To
I pray raise that we kids. Continue to do better than our parents have 100%. Done. And I hope that we continue to, but also thank your parents for what they've done as
Honestly,
well.
Yeah, Please, shout out to the parents. It. I'm not gonna lie, like parentsdothemost.com. Like they do, you know, they came to this foreign country. They like I mean the ones that weren't born here
yeah,
anyway.
Like
even like white Asian. Why do we say white, Asian, Caucasian? Don't make no sense. I think just rhymed. White, black, Asian, everyone. Like, it's not easy to raise kids. It's not easy to, like, come to a different country and try and, you know, be cultural at the same time, also be Western. Like, it's hard. Yeah. So, we appreciate every parent out there that's doing what they can for their kids. And, you know, it's, like we said, no one knows the answers. Like, we all just... The blind leading the blind, really. So
yeah. So thank you, parents.
Thank you for you know the school fees. And thank you for the food, the clothes, and just even guiding. You know the ones that guide and do not try and control. We thank you as well because you know that means you understand what we need. But no.
Thanks for being there. Time yeah, I didn't think yeah, I needed course, someone.
Of course, yeah. Parents. You know, especially mothers, like, it's not
mothers,
easy.
Like, mothers, it's not easy. There's no way it's not wrong easy, with their child.
Yeah, like, single mothers, single dads, like, easy to raise or more, like, it's not easy. What are we speaking about? It takes a village.
Which village? Kid, apparently. Not my village. No. My village wasn't
I'm sorry.
Village,
I'm not trying to be funny. Don't be doing that. It takes a village. I don't like that shit. Because that's when aunties think they can come and start talking to you and telling you stuff that is irrelevant. But anyways, as you can tell, I'm not really happy with
yeah, okay, I think it's time to do your, like, you know, the ending.
Yeah. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Even though Abby was supposed to take the lead, but obviously...
She talks too much, guys.
No, because this topic is something near and dear to me right now. Mm-hmm. In this moment in my life, anyways. But guys, my nose is itchy, right? I need to get off this podcast. It's disturbing me. So yeah, make sure you guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Once again, I was supposed to be chilled, but obviously I wasn't. Thank you for all the support. You know, wow, how many months have we been doing this now?
Mate.
So that's July, August, September, Lockdown. October, November. About 5 months. So Christmas will be 6 months.
Yay!
So it's been great. It's been fun. Ooh,
should we ask them about what they would like?
This girl thinks I... Because we've been friends for 10 years, think I can understand. Oh.
I think we should.
I mean, guys. Right. So, guys, you think we should do a giveaway?
That was late. Guys, do you think we should do a giveaway? And if so, what would you like in the giveaway?
Yeah, what would you like in the giveaway? I don't know who's going to call you and text you or tell you what they want in the giveaway. Anyways.
On the poll or they'll write it in a message. You know what I mean?
We'll deep it. We'll see. But anyways, yeah, guys, we're going to do a giveaway, hopefully, for Christmas. Because, you know, it's a season of giving. You know, Christ was born and all that. In a manger. All that good stuff. So, yeah, hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry for rambling on. Thank you for all the support that you guys keep giving us. Thank you for those that are continuing to listen. You know, it's not easy.
Thank you. Shout out. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, but we thank you. Like, those one or two that are listening, we really appreciate. Abby's looking at me like, one or two
kids. I'm sorry, one or two?
No, all of you that are listening.
Shout out to the ones that are listening but not telling us they're listening. But
we appreciate all the listens. Like, the numbers are continuously going up and we thank God and we thank you guys. Make sure you guys follow us on our Instagram. That's sisters like friends with an extra S on Instagram. If you have anything that you want to share with us, anything you want to tell us in private, you can slide in the DMs or you can email us at theslfpodcast@gmail.com. That's theslfpodcast@gmail.com. We are sometimes active on our Twitter, and that is theslfpodcast at theslfpodcast on Twitter. We hope you guys have an amazing week, and catch you on the next one. Make sure you guys are staying safe during lockdown and, you know, protecting yourself, protecting... What's that thing Boris says? What's that thing he says? Stay home, protect the NHS, and save lives. Something like that. So that is outies for us. Bye, guys.